Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our next guest inadvertently went viral in our region when attending the Red Sox game on Tuesday night. The daughter of Anthony is joining us now, Leah Anthony. Leah, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I've been obsessed by this. How many members of your family are named Anthony?
So it's two members. It's my brother, my older brother, and then my dad.
Okay. So that's it. There's no cousins or anything like, no uncles that are Anthony. It's just the two.
No cousins, no uncles. We've got a lot of Johns too, but mainly just Anthony.
Will Anthony Jr. need to name a future son if he has one, Anthony?
Well, unfortunately, I think the chain might end there.
Okay.
How many followers have you gained on Instagram since Tuesday night?
Wow. I mean, it's been surreal. I went from having, I think, 3,000, and now I'm at 14,000. It's crazy.
And how many Boston guys have reached out in the DMs? That's what I really want to know.
I've gotten quite a few DMs since that night.
Does the Boston accent do it for you or no? Because,
I mean, I don't mind the accent.
Hey, sweetheart.
Was there any creativity involved there or no? Like when it comes to the DM reach out?
I've had a couple. I got a couple baseball ones, but it was funny. I had somebody say something about how they accidentally hit their baseball in there and asked me to throw it back.
Okay, all right.
When it comes to Roman's response to this, like, it's such a big night for him. Your whole family's there. Your mom was so cute, crying. We were all talking about how cool your family seems to be. Was Roman surprised by the response being all about his sister?
I think he definitely was shocked. We all were. We all were kind of in disbelief. But, I mean, he's got bigger things to focus on. So he's just been focusing on, you know, his debut and everything. But
yeah.
I think we were all just shocked by it.
Well, also, is he your older brother?
No. So Roman is my younger brother.
Okay.
And then Anthony is my older brother.
Okay, so Anthony would be the one who spoke to the boyfriends if they get out of line or anything like that. He's the one who scares
them. Even the younger brother, too, because he's pretty big. So
he's pretty big.
Still close in age.
He is.
They are like, she's like the it girl from the best Italian family in Boston now.
Yeah. Wiggy's half Italian. So you guys have that in common.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I think both the brothers could manage that.
I also saw that your family got to meet David Ortiz when you guys were at Fenway. Was that your first experience to see a game at Fenway, or had you been there before? Were people welcoming to you guys?
Oh my gosh, the people were amazing. It was an incredible experience. It was actually, this is my first time in Boston, and I had never been to Fenway. But Raquel is just, she was phenomenal. She helped us with the whole day and set everything up for us and brought us to meet David Ortiz. And it was just an unreal experience. And my mom especially was so touched by it because David Ortiz had shared a couple words with her talking about how incredible Roman is and how he'll be the face of the franchise. And it's all just so surreal to hear that, especially about your brother who you've grown up watching and supported his whole life. It's, I mean, the whole thing is just surreal.
I have to ask because we're live on Twitch. We have a YouTube channel. We've been getting messages about it all morning. Are you single?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Oh. There you go.
She just went from 14,000 to 28,000 followers.
Courtney has an issue, though, when it comes to Boston guys because of the height factor.
Yeah, my just guys, a warning for you.
Short kings.
We are short here.
A lot of short kings.
Yeah.
Is Courtney.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. Yeah. Now, will you be spending a lot of time? I know you just graduated from Florida State. Will you be spending a lot of time up here? Will you be splitting time? How's your family going to deal with that?
I mean, I'm sure we'll travel to come see a bunch of his games, but I am living now in West Palm back at home, and I'll start working in August. But during the summer, we usually travel to come see Roman play a lot anyway, so we'll make a few trips for sure.
What did you guys do while you were here? Like, what's your Boston experience, other than going to Fenway, what's your Boston experience been like?
I mean, it's mainly consisted of just going to the games, but the first day was kind of hectic because of his debut, and we just had dinner and obviously met David Ortiz and then saw the game, which everything was just so surreal. We stayed after the game to see Roman, and we all went to a late dinner. And then yesterday, it was kind of along the same lines. We just saw his baseball game, and me and my mom have walked around a little bit to see everything. But today's the off day, so we're going to go to dinner later on tonight with a bunch of people and then just try to see the city and everything.
He likes, your brother likes the North End. Like they
like Strega, the meatballs.
I've heard. We're actually going to Strega tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
There you go.
Right. Yeah.
You will love Strega. Yeah. And
they'll take good care of you guys.
They will take good care of you. So,
Dave will take good care of you. Dave, Biggie.
Listen, we appreciate you being a good sport about coming on. And you should know that. Well, you already know from your Instagram, Boston loves you. So,
yes,
well,
and your brother.
Thank you so much for having me.
He gained a fan brother. Out of us.
Yes. All right, Leah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
There you go.
There's Leah Anthony.
What single. A good sport too.
Single. There you go. All the guys wanted to know.
Yep.
Hey, there's the next dating contestant.
Big J journalism.
I know.
People how many?
Why would you ever have Leah Anthony on your show?
People loved it.
How many inquiries you think we would get if we had Leah on as the Greg Hill dating show?
Oh, blind dating game?
Oh.
That would be.
I feel like she loves Florida, though. I felt like I got a vibe from her that she wants to stay in Florida.
Well, yeah,
wouldn't you?
I mean, I love Florida.
Like, it's West Palm Beach.
It's summer here, and it has rained every Saturday for the last 5 months.
But maybe she likes the Boston guy. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe the Florida guy's a little too different. Maybe.
Somebody just booked 6 seats at Strega
right.
on the Subaru text line. All right. Chime, let's get the Hill Notes, which are brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Good morning, Greg. Yesterday at 3 p.m., I had 2 molars extracted. One of them was very infected. I'm already up this morning on my way to the gym. I feel fine. There's a little bleeding, not much pain at all, and I'm good to go. As long as you don't have an infection in your wisdom tooth, and it doesn't sound like you do, you'll be fine within 24 hours. No straws.
Okay. All right, there you go. Straws. But no straws, see?
Yeah. Tuesday is the day. Extraction happening Tuesday. I can't get out of it anymore. I think 1 o'clock, something like that. So
Should be good to go.
Maybe, no eating.
You can eat. I just
Before surgery?
No, it's not. You can eat before dental surgery. I'm going to have a big meal. I don't care.
I don't know why they would say you can't eat.
You need to make sure you have your last meal.
Why can't you eat?
For the anesthesia.
Well, you don't. I think it's just like a Novocaine thing. And it depends. Like they don't put you out. I mean,
they
put me out. Ask them to put, they did put you
they
out?
They put me out.
Well, they didn't tell me any of that, so I need to know or else I could have a problem.
I would double check.
Curtis is leaving work early to attend James's birthday walk. Since when is stir fry so prevalent at Montessori's?
A little bit hypocritical.
Oh, not a little bit.
Based on what he said about Alex Cora taking a day off for his daughter's college graduation. A little bit hypocritical.
Not a little bit. A lot of it.
Hey, Jackson, I don't know how it is at Costco because I have a BJ's membership, but when I go to self-checkout, all you do is just scan the card on the register. No one actually checks the picture. So if Costco doesn't do that, maybe switch over to BJ's and you won't have to worry about sharing cards with your family members. Just a life jack for you.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, all right. Well, Jackson was very upset about Costco and the VIP service that you can get for an added fee. So we'll see if he makes the move over to BJ's.
Yeah, I can't believe I can't share my membership from Costco to my friends. Now you got to be a VIP for $135 if you want to go early. Well, I guess it's time to go to Sam Clubs. Maybe they got some hot dogs there.
I don't know. It was family members, I think, that it wasn't friends. It's not like Netflix or HBO Max or something.
Same household.
Yeah, same household.
Curtis, you pompous ass. Okay, it's all right for you to do it, but nobody else. You are a moron. 3 years old. The kid's not going to remember a damn thing. Get over yourself, you loser.
Oh.
I mean,
you can't go after Cora.
It's a different time.
You got to be
careful. Yeah, you can't go after Cora for it.
No,
yeah.
You can't go after Alex
and then be like, oh, by the way, I got to leave early.
Yeah. I mean, but things are different. Like when Jen had Julia, had her in the morning, like 5:30 a.m., and I was at work the very next morning.
I would kill my husband.
You would?
Yeah. Jen is a saint. Like, that's so crazy to me.
Why?
Because
she was fine. She's there in the hospital with the nurses and that's it was fine.
Still, I want my husband there. It's not like,
but he got to work.
Greg could have taken paternity leave.
We didn't have that then.
No, you didn't. Yeah, you didn't have that.
I didn't have paternity leave.
I had my son, and then the next day I was at practice.
Also shocking.
Yeah. Well, guess what? You know what? You want to get a check? You got to do your job. I mean, now it's different, I guess, because they give paternity leave to the dad, which is mind-blowing to me.
Greg said to me, are you going to take maternity leave whenever you have a kid? I said, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, now, I will.
And we know that's going to be like 2 years.
No, it won't.
I mean, that's
what
it is.
But it will be the correct amount of time.
Yeah. But now, I think Greg's saying, and even, you know, this is maybe a little bit old man-ish for me, when my mother had me, it was like right back to work. Yeah. But now, paternity.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Leave for women is, you know, could be 2 years. Guys are getting it. I think Rich Keefe got it.
Yeah, Rich Keefe.
Like, seriously. Like
in Canada, it's a year.
This is the world we live in.
In Canada, it's a year.
Right. Imagine
well,
that.
Well, I'm pushing a baby out of my hoo-hoo,
yeah.
So I will be probably out of commission for at least a few months.
Yeah. Well, you can stand during the show or whatever. I mean,
you're sick in the head. You know that?
That's a big deal.
Courtney, ask your mother. She probably, like my mother, pushed you out and then was at work within a week later.
I doubt my mom was, but.
Jackson here with another life jack. As Coco mentioned dry spell earlier, if you're in a dry spell with your love life, write your partner a letter on how you feel. I did so. Absentmindedly forgot it in my pocket. But it goes as such, dearest fiancé, as I embark on another day locked in the bowels of the station, my heart is with you, Aunt Costco. Every fiber of my being is yearning for the 10 o'clock hour. I'll race home as fast as I can on my donut tires, passing even the vape shop. To you, my love, I'll whisk you away to Costco for fantastic bulk shopping and a romantic dinner of $1.50 dogs. When we arrive home, I'll surprise you Winnie the Pooh style, ready to make my unmanscaped body and yours become one in the throes of passion, my love.
Very nice, very romantic.
Wow. Yeah, that was romantic. Yeah.
Maybe that would work. Yeah. Maybe.
What do you think Shine would shoot at Oakmont if he teed it up this morning? Over under 200. I'm taking the over.
Honestly, it's probably the right number.
What would you shoot?
That rough?
What do you
I'd never get up. I would just live there. I'd have to make a home there.
What is it, 72 or 71?
I believe it's 72, but I'll double check.
You would definitely be pushing a buck 50. I can see
easily.
You, like, taking 18 swings at it in the rough.
Did you see Justin Thomas on Twitter? It was like, we need to get a bunch of like different handicaps, get them out here and really see what they'd shoot at Oakmont.
I've been walking these aisles so much, buying the same old stuff. I know every rotisserie chicken along the way. Where $1.50 hot dogs are the game. 36 rolls of toilet paper is so insane. There's been a load of compromising. 20 pounds of beef or bison. But I'm gonna be where the self-checkout is shining on me. Like a Costco cowboy.
Yeah, the Costco cowboy.
Yeah.
It's our guy Jackson.
That is.
Hey, can we fact check Wiggy on the origin of Country Road that he talked about the other day where he said it had something to do with Springfield, Massachusetts? There's not really much country about Springfield, Massachusetts, unless the cool breeze of bullets whizzing by your head or the fact that most nightclub attire also includes a Kevlar vest. You know, I don't see much country about that. Can we get a double check on that, please?
Yeah, I mean, I took him at his word.
Very simple.
I had never heard that before. But
the guy who wrote
John Denver?
No.
The guy who wrote it. John Denver didn't write it?
Nope. The guy who wrote Country Road is from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And he, as a kid, would remember the country roads growing up in Massachusetts.
So Springfield area, Springfield adjacent, probably.
Oh, I mean, somewhere in that area, Western Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And it's in the Wikipedia.
Yeah, and then he married some lady who was from Maryland.
But I don't get the logic because it would fit if it was Massachusetts.
He said,
like, country roads take me home to the place I belong, Massachusetts.
He said it didn't sound musically.
It does, though.
But he
it's
said
the same
it didn't.
As West Virginia.
What was
they said in the, when they first were writing the song, when they got to the almost heaven part of it, at first it was going to be Massachusetts, but they
almost
didn't like
heaven.
The vibe.
So Massachusetts. Then,
yeah. So it said they did West Virginia.
And yeah. What's the guy's name who wrote it?
Len Jaffe.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
That song still rips.
Or Bill Danoff.
It does rip. One of the all-time great sing-along songs at a bar sing-along. You know, we went over Hinder and Lips of an Angel the other
day. Also a banger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just Google it.
Mr. Brightside is at the very top of that list.
Yes, it is.
When I'm DJing, I will throw in Build Me Up Buttercup.
I Would Like Higher by Creed.
People tend to like to sing along with that one.
Closing Time.
I don't really.
Yeah. That's a perfect end of an evening song when everyone's
but do people
drunk.
Sing along yes. with it? Not really.
Yeah. Moogies by Boston College. That was their that was their closing song every night.
Yeah.
Hey, Coco, look at the bright side. Maybe you'll get reimbursed the $750 when you and your entire extended family do those restaurant sit-ins or whatever you call it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you can throw a block party in Boston. This is my lead this morning. And the city will give you $750 to throw a party. So
you can make $500. You could throw a good block party for $200. Right. You can pocket the
rest.
We
are, just to be clear, we are charging restaurants a fortune, thousands and thousands of dollars in the North End to have dining outside.
Mm.
But we are paying people $750 to throw a block party. Make that make sense for me, Shime.
Can't.
Doesn't.
I love the dining outside, too.
Yeah, we'll be doing a sit-in at 1928 for Father's Day brunch. I'm guessing around 3 hours.
Excellent.
What's 1928?
It's a restaurant.
3 hours?
Yeah.
Jesus.
The Massachusetts sound isn't Aerosmith. It's not Godsmack. It's not Stained. It's the sound of the crack of the bat in spring, the sound of church bells ringing in the morning, and the sound of U-Haul latches when people finally have the happiest day of their lives when they leave this state.
There are people leaving.
Yeah. I never want to leave,
too expensive.
I never want to leave, though.
I know. I feel the same way.
The weather's crappy.
I know. I've lived.
It costs an arm and two legs to live here now.
I know. But I lived elsewhere, and I used to cry every time I went to Logan to fly out.
It has become, and this is backed up by science, currently the most expensive state to live in.
Why would you want that?
More so than California, sometimes I suggest.
And the weather, like, you can go to Florida, you can go to Texas.
It's there's just nothing better, though.
What's so good about it?
Is that it, Sean?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Those are today's Hill Notes. Thank you for leaving a voice note at any time on any topic on the Odyssey app. And they are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, please call Coleman.
It's electric!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality. quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.